The sensation was like noticing the obituary of some long-faded celebrity and thinking, I thought he was dead for years. We're speaking of reading the news that Sony announced yesterday it is discontinuing production of Betamax video cassette recorders. And for you listeners under 30, Betamax was the video cassette system that lost the race with VHS, which will have the honor of being buried by DVD. We read the news in the Los Angeles Times, where John Healy writes about technology. John Healy, why is Sony still producing Betamax?
I think Sony has shown over the years that they're willing to persevere with anything they invent. And it just took them a long, long time to give up on Betamax and say, you know, we're going into a digital era and there's just no hope for anything analog.
Tell us the story a bit about Betamax when it was hopeful and when many people said it was a better video cassette system than VHS.
Sure. In the early 1970s, the only way that you could record video was with a very expensive machine that professionals used. And then Sony came up with something called the Betamax. It was a much smaller tape format and a smaller deck, and it sold for something that was within the consumer's reach. It was in 1975 that they introduced it. In 1974, actually, they went to several of the other major consumer electronics companies and said, hey, do you want in on this? We'll license you this technology. And the others said, nah, well, let's see how it goes. One of those others was JVC, the Victor Corp. And they actually had a different plan, a same-size tape, half-inch tape, somewhat different approach. They called that VHS. They introduced that in 1976, a year after Betamax came out. Well, Betamax was more popular at first and a good seller, but it didn't take long for VHS to overtake it and then by year five or six totally dominate the market. And one of the big reasons was VHS, you could actually get 2 hours or more on a single tape. So you could record a whole movie on one tape. You couldn't do that with Betamax, which had a limit of about an hour.
But there were people, and not only because they'd spent the money to buy the Betamax machine, but there were people who claimed that it was superior quality. It was one of those inventions, technologies that falls by the wayside because of commercial strategies, not just because of its capacity.
That's probably accurate. The claims about superior technology certainly were true at first. Now, today, a good VHS machine will do just as well as a good Betamax machine, so there isn't really much of a difference today.
Is Sony actually selling any Betamax recorders or cassettes in the United States?
Not in the United States directly. They are selling a couple thousand per year in Japan, and you could import some of those devices here, but all of the instructions and all of the buttons are in Japanese, so it might be a little difficult to figure out.
Is Betamax one of those products that that people have started getting misty and nostalgic about already, or is it not yet in that hallowed category of old things we used to have?
I think there is definitely a large community of beta files out there. If you look out on the web, you'll find several discussion groups, people telling beta lore about how they found a machine for $5 Canadian, and it still works, and yeah, it eats some tapes, but it still plays, and they think the quality is still better than any of that terrible VHS product. So there are a lot of people who still swear by their beta machines, although I think the best quote I saw from any of the comments was somebody who said that he has given in to some extent. He has some VHS machines hooked up to some of his TVs, but he still has a beta machine hooked up to one of his TVs. The beta machine doesn't work, but it makes a heck of a good clock.
John Healy, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
John Healy, reporter for the Los Angeles Times.